Democratic Senators Chris Coons of Delaware and Chris Van Hollen of Maryland met with the head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, and other top Sudanese officials and civil society members as they toured the Sudanese capital Khartoum and other parts of the country. At a joint news conference in Khartoum on Tuesday, Sudan's Finance Minister Jibril Ibrahim said the two senators played a key role in lifting Sudan from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism list, as well as Congress's decision to provide Sudan with $700 million to support its struggling economy. Ibrahim says he discussed regional issues with the U.S. senators that include the dispute over the border with Ethiopia, as well as the long-running disagreement over Ethiopia's Grand Renaissance Dam. Sudan and Egypt have demanded that a binding agreement be signed in order to govern the filling of the dam. Senator Coons, a member of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said the United States will continue to support Sudan's transition and economy.
We are here to visit Khartoum and to visit elsewhere in Sudan to express support and enthusiasm for the transition underway in Sudan, to follow up on the American commitment of $700 million in development assistance, and to hear what else we can be doing to restore peace and prosperity and security for the people of Sudan.
Coons praised Sudan for taking important steps to clear its debts with international financial institutions such as the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the African Development Bank under the IMF Monitored Program to help Sudan address $60 billion in external debt.
We have just met to discuss the ways in which Sudan is making good progress, steady progress, in re-entering the global financial system, getting the forgiveness of old debts, arrearages, getting resolution of challenges that Sudan has faced in terms of international investment. And we are excited, optimistic about the future.
Senator Van Hollen also assured officials the U.S. government stands behind the Sudanese people as their government transitions into a democracy.
The American people have been very excited in following the progress since the peaceful revolution here just a little over 2 years ago. The transition taking place from dictatorship to democracy, the efforts to go from authoritarian rule to the rule of law, and the economic reforms that are taking place to make Sudan's economy a dynamic economy where people and families can achieve their aspirations.
During Sudan's partnership conference in June 2020, the U.S. pledged $356 million in development assistance to Sudan, a tenfold increase from the year before. In January, the Trump administration's Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, signed a memorandum of understanding which provided $1 billion U.S. dollars to help Sudan clear its arrears to the World Bank. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.